There's so much potential.
Liars.
You don't represent women in politics.
Fucking talking points.
Celebrity interviews, uplifting stories.
Bullshit.
Shop our favorite.
Where's that independent guy?
What makes a police officer choke someone out in broad daylight who's crying for the mother who's telling them that they can't breathe?
Yep. Got it. It's the king of independent talk. America's only independent voice. Rob Redding.
First of all, I just want to say thank you, Mr. Redding, for being the voice of the voiceless, man. You're very important.
You know, people say that racism comes from a construct of not being educated. I don't think any of those things are actually the answer. Where's my
Know that I'm enjoying the show this morning. What is your name again?
We need to be listening to your voice and your station at drive home time.
I've just recently learned about the radio show, and you're on it.
The gloves are off, and Mr. Nice Guy has left the damn building. He's the baddest bisexual in talk history. This is Ready News Review, Unrestricted.
This is Ready News Review, Unrestricted. I'm Robert Ingram, the Independent Voice, giving press news to know this show, talk about this show, they fear. This is Ready News Review, Unrestricted. Welcome to the program. We are going to talk about R&B and all its loss in just a moment. And I'm not just talking about R. Kelly. I'm talking about Jesse Powell, who passed away a little bit earlier this week. But first, I want to talk about what's going on with Don Sucks Lemons, as they are convinced at CNN he's only about entertainment. This should be very insulting to Don Sucks Lemons. You're going to see less of him and more of him in the morning. Now, if you're a morning person, you'll see all of him. I'm not a morning person, so I'm not going to watch CNN and watch Don Sucks Lemons in the morning, but rest assured of this. This puts a muzzle on Lemon and what he says about politics, because he's very liberal. Good day, good day, good day to you. Let's go through what is happening at CNN with Don Lemon and why you won't see him on the mornings very much talking about politics. You'll see him interviewing, you'll see him smiling. They say, you know, buck dance, nigga, buck dance, buck dance, do the dance, do the dance. The Humpty dance is the dance, do the hump, do it, baby. That's what Don Lemon will be doing in the morning. He'll definitely be dancing and bug dancing, but he won't be running his mouth. And that's exactly what is expected in the mornings. Listen to this.
Ratings challenged CNN will reshuffle the deck chairs on the slowly sinking network, pushing out left-leaning primetime host Don Lemon from his plum solo slot to a newly created morning team, boss Chris Licht announced Thursday. Lemon will join Caitlin Collins and Poppy Harlow to replace current New Day hosts John Berman and Brianna Keelar. Lemon's long-anticipated demotion comes after Licht was tasked by new corporate overlord Warner Brothers Discovery with shifting CNN away from opinion-based shows to more centrist reporting of the news. Last month, the network canned Brian Stelter, the outspoken host of the now-canceled Reliable Sources. Lemon, who often espoused his liberal opinions on his 10 p.m. show, Don Lemon Tonight, helmed the lowest-ranked program in primetime in August, averaging 660,000 viewers to finish a distant third to Fox and MSNBC. A representative for CNN said the network will be making an announcement on who will replace Lemon in the next few weeks. Insiders have earmarked Casey Hunt as a possible replacement for Lemon, or for the 9 p.m. slot, which was left open when Chris Cuomo was fired last year over his role in advising his older brother, then New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, in his sex harassment scandal. Sources recently told The Post that Licht has his work cut out for him as he tries to pump up the network's ratings. In August, Fox News dominated with 9 shows making the top 10 highest-rated cable news shows. Only MSNBC's Rachel Maddow pulled out a fifth-place ranking with 2.7 million viewers, lagging behind Fox's The 5, 3.4 million, Tucker Carlson Tonight, 3.3 million, Hannity, 2.9 million, and Jesse Waters Primetime, 2.9 million. The only CNN show to crack the top 25 was Anderson Cooper 360 Inches, in 25th place with 950,000 viewers. Meanwhile, New Day came in 42nd place out of 82 cable news shows, bringing in 396,000 total viewers. CNN did not provide a start date for the changes but said it will rename New Day and update its set later this year. Berman and Keelar will remain at the network, Licht said. The exec is known for his previous success launching MSNBC's Morning Joe and revamping CBS Morning Show, which was then called CBS This Morning. Both shows featured lively conversation about current topics and news of the day with a broad selection of guests. There is no stronger combination of talent than Dawn, Poppy and Caitlin to deliver on our promise of a game-changing morning news program, Licht said Thursday. They are each uniquely intelligent, reliable and compelling. Together they have a rare and palpable chemistry. Combined with CNN's resources and global newsgathering capabilities, we will offer a smart, bold and refreshing way to start the day. Harlow has most recently served as an anchor of CNN Newsroom, as well as a relief presenter at New Day, while Collins served as a White House correspondent for the network. The rejuggling also comes after Warner Brothers. Discovery CEO David Zaslav said he is looking to find at least $3 billion in cost savings in 2023 across the company. Earlier this year, the parent company shuttered CNN Plus, the network's month-old streaming service, laying off roughly 300 staffers.
So Don Lemon is going to be reduced to the mornings. You won't hear as much political flavor, political interviews, etc., because that's not what mornings are about, to be honest with you. It's about lightheartedness. It's not about real investigative journalism. It's not about even your commentary. It's about looking good, looking pretty, and being entertaining. And that's how they see Don Lemon. They don't see him as someone who needs to be talking about weighty political, meaty political issues. They see him as someone that needs to be sitting there at a desk and simply looking pretty. That's how they see him, and that's why they're putting him with two people who look pretty, and that is exactly how they see him. That should be insulting to Don Lemon, but you know what? He just wants to check at this point and just say he's, riding on CNN's coattails, I guess, at this point, and that's the reason why he took this. You know, typically mornings are a promotion, but in his case, it's a demotion, especially if you're a serious thinker, if you're a serious intellect, as Don Lemon believes himself to be. Look, as a serious intellect, as a heavyweight intellect, I would look at mornings at this point, going from having your own show with your own opinions, your own guests, your own commentary, etc., as being a demotion, because mornings is simply sitting there and sitting at a desk talking lightly about, you know, the day's issues with, you know, two blondes, beautiful blondes, sitting there talking about how things are going broadly. The midterms are coming up broadly. Anderson Cooper had this hard-hitting interview last night. Let's cover it. You know, that's where you want to be. You want to be Anderson Cooper. You want to be the person that had the hard-hitting interview that we're recapping in the morning. He's no longer that. In other words, he's just window dressing. You know, I think Dalai Lama said something that I've got, you know, in my room. It's the paradox of our age. He talks about, in the paradox of our age, he talks about how there is much in the window, but there's nothing in the room. As a matter of fact, the direct quote is, it's a time when there is much in the window, but there's nothing in the room. And that is the case at CNN. You're going to have three people in the window, but nothing in the room. And they're going against the five at Fox News, which is number one. Now, one of the reasons why Don Sucks Lemons is losing his show is because he's been perennially ranked at the very bottom. He never moved from the bottom. But yet, you know, the problem is they needed some kind of diversity over at CNN, but now I guess they feel like they don't need that anymore. And then, of course, he's a little more left-leaning than even the network would have liked. So at this point, this is a lost loss for Don Lemon. I don't know how long he's going to live at the morning program at CNN, but just look for his next move to be, well, out of the door. Speaking of out of the door, you know, R. Kelly's out of the door completely. He won't be coming back to R&B anytime soon, as he will be going, well, staying in this particular case, but going to jail a little bit longer is what I was going to say. Here's the latest on R. Kelly. As we just learned a few hours ago, R. Kelly is not coming home anytime soon. As a matter of fact, he's probably never coming home. Listen to this.
We begin with breaking news. We first told you about at 4 o'clock. Guilty verdicts in the federal case against R. Kelly. Jurors convicting the R&B star on 6 of the 13 charges against him. It took the jury nearly 11 hours of deliberations.
We have live team coverage on these verdicts. We begin with our Tara Molina live at the Dirksen Federal Building. Tara?
Joe and Erica, today R. Kelly convicted on six counts that carry heavy penalties. Today, really a continued fall from grace. Underwood singer and Chicago native. Parties right now are calling this a win in their cases. The true win today is for the four women who took the stand, who told their stories of underage sex abuse. And we can now call these women survivors of sex abuse, true victims. Let's get into this verdict. R. Kelly found guilty on three counts of videotaping himself having sex. That was with a pivotal witness in this case, 14-year-old Jane, his goddaughter. Kelly acquitted on a charge related to video four. It's the only video in this case that jurors did not see snippets of. They saw clips of the three tapes that Kelly has been found guilty of. All three defendants found not guilty on charges of conspiring to receive child pornography. Kelly found not guilty on charges about conspiring to obstruct justice. That's related to his 2008 acquittal here in Cook County. Kelly found guilty on three of the five counts of enticement of a minor. Those are three of the women who told their stories in this trial. Now, we just heard from defense attorneys for Daryl McDavid. He has been acquitted on all counts. He was facing four federal counts in this trial. And also Milton Brown, a former staffer of Kelly's, he was charged with one count. He was acquitted too. I want you to listen to what Daryl McDavid's attorney had to say. That's Bo Brindley.
The United States government decided to wait 20 years to bring charges against somebody that had no business being charged with a crime. And we are grateful to these jurors for being willing to listen to the evidence. We are grateful for these jurors to be able to see that when a lie is told on the witness stand, it will not be accepted.
And he's referring to a couple of witnesses that we heard in this trial, questionable testimony from those witnesses, and it's why we saw a number of acquittals in this case. Those were the witnesses who testified to the obstruction of justice charges, the rigging of the 2008 case, and child pornography. And we're seeing acquittals because they were able to poke holes in their testimony. We did also hear from Kelly's defense attorney, that's Jennifer Bonjean. I want you to take a listen to what she had to say.
And today, frankly, as you know, there was a mixed verdict. But we won more counts than we lost. And what is reassuring about this, and something that I have been fighting for and was fighting for from the beginning, is that if this jury concluded that he was guilty on the first three counts, would they care enough to consider the evidence on the rest? And they demonstrated that they did. And they did their job. They looked at each count separately.
And Jennifer Bonjean referred to this as a closure of sorts. Kelly has already been sentenced to 30 years in New York in a separate federal trial. He now faces quite a bit of time here in Illinois. And again, want to focus on closure, not only from Kelly's defense attorney, but for the women who testified here, especially for Jane. She was the pivotal witness in this case. She's the woman in three of the sex tapes that jurors saw and heard throughout this trial. If anything, this is a closure of sorts for her and the women involved. Joe and Erica.
All right, Tara, we know that you've been there every day of this four-week trial. Thank you for your coverage.
The king of R&B is in jail. Now he's the king of jail, I guess. He's the king of the jail cell, from jail to hell. Look, R. Kelly, it's really sad to see how R. Kelly ended up. It's also really sad to see how Jesse Powell ended up. You know, he's one of those people, Jesse Powell, you're saying, I don't know that name. You know, You, that song You by Jesse Powell, an amazing, incredible song by Jesse Powell. But let me just say this. I was riding around in Atlanta just a few days ago. I was in Atlanta, and I was saying to myself, man, whatever happened to Jesse Powell? And the reason why Jesse Powell is important to me, when I married my wife, we got married to this song. We danced to this song. It's called You. It's an amazing song by Jesse Powell. It's the song that he's known about, you know, by most people know Jesse Powell as You. Now, it's an amazing song. It talks about getting married. And that's something that many people don't do anymore, and that is get married. Even back then, it was kind of rare to even talk about getting married. Jesse Powell was one of those crooners that you knew that song. You knew him by that song. It was number two on the chart on the Billboard for R&B. It was number in the, well, it was actually in the top 10 overall, and it was actually in the top 15 for albums. That's how big that song was. It helped sell that album. It was like the only song on that album that people really wanted. And so they bought the entire album. That was back in the day when they tried to force you to buy the album. They had that one big single, and they were hoping that was enough to carry the album. It carried it to gold. It was an amazing song. And you're like, okay, Rob, I think I remember this song. You remember this song. You remember this song. Now I want you to hear this report.
I surrender all my love.
The R&B world has officially lost another talent. Popular 90s music star Jesse Powell has died on September 13 at his home in Los Angeles. This according to his family. He was 51. His sister Tamara broke the sad news Tuesday night on Instagram, but did not reveal a cause of death. He born in Gary, Indiana. Jesse got his first break in his early 20s after a music producer saw him perform at a local talent show. He was signed to a record label and released his first album in 1996. Throughout the mid to late 90s, Jesse enjoyed some moderate success, but he really hit his stride with the release of his 1998 song, You, which rocketed to number 2 on the Billboard R&B charts. His second album, Bout It, was certified gold after it shot to number 15 on the charts. Jesse also won high praise for his 4-octave vocal range. He retired after his fourth record release in 2003.
What a sad, sad story. But let's go a little bit deeper into how he actually got started in R&B, because Jesse Powell was a big deal. He was a big deal in his time. Getting to number 2 in the R&B chart, nothing small to, you know, to look at. Top 10 in the overall chart, and top 15 with his album and going gold back in those days. That was back in the days where you really had to do some work to sell albums. And when you get to gold, and you are a fairly new artist, he wasn't Michael Jackson, he wasn't, you know, Lionel Richie, he wasn't any of those people. That's a big feat. You know, I can remember a lot of people that probably should have gone gold or gone platinum back in that day that didn't go gold or platinum. But this was just such a big song that people bought the album just because of that one song. Listen to how he climbed into his success in R&B and climbed the ranks into everyone's radio.
Born in Gary, Indiana on September 12, 1971, Jesse Powell came from a musical family. He told Billboard website that at the age of 7, he joined a band with his mom, his brother, and his sisters, Trina and Tamara. According to Delafont website, they sang at various talent shows around the city. Jesse told the website he was influenced by musicians like the Jacksons, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, and Aretha Franklin. He added, "Honestly, I never considered doing anything other than music. I kept my fingers crossed that I could make a living doing it." In 1993, he moved to Los Angeles to pursue his dream of becoming a musician. During his journey out west, he stopped in Kansas City and met an up-and-coming writer and producer named Carl Rowland, and they started making music together. Jesse eventually made his way to LA and started performing at different talent contests and industry showcases. He was eventually discovered by music executive Lewell Silas Jr. of Silas Records, a subsidiary of MCA.
My managers from Icon Entertainment took my demo over to Lewell Silas,
okay,
and he asked me to do a showcase, and in the showcase he signed me. So,
okay.
Yeah, and a big ups to Lewell, and rest in peace, because he passed in January.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Well, he's in a better place.
Yeah.
His self-titled debut album was released in 1996, and it included the song You, which was co-written by Jesse and Carl. Jesse told Billboard his music was inspired by the 70s soul songs he performed back in his childhood days in Indiana. The album experienced moderate success, and Jesse told the Baltimore Sun it was due to his own insecurities about being a new artist. He returned to the studio to record his follow-up project, and this time he was ready. He told the news outlet he was more mature with his delivery and his song choices. Bout It was released in September 1998 along with the single I Wasn't With It. The song You was included on that album as well. This time, the album and the song You caught everyone's attention. The track peaked at number 2 on the Billboard R&B chart and is now considered his most recognizable hit and a timeless classic. The Baltimore Sun called Jesse, quote, one of the more impressive, if underrated, voices to emerge in urban pop in the past decade. Jesse was in his own lane and enjoying every minute of it. He told the news outlet, everybody right now is trying to sound like R. Kelly. Me? I'm about trying to be me. That's all I can do anyway. His sisters also experienced success when they were featured vocalists on the 1997 summer smash hit My Love Is the Shh by the group Something for the People. In 1999, they also released a self-titled album. In 2001, Jesse was the recipient of the prestigious Legend of Tomorrow Award. He also recorded another album called JP. The ballad-heavy project included songs written and produced by Jesse with the help of his sister Tamara and producers Tim and Bob, Shep Crawford, and Damon Thomas. The first single, If I, is a ballad that ponders the future of a relationship. Jesse told Billboard, it's about when you get to that point where you're not sure if the relationship's going forward. You're hoping it's not over, but you've done some things that maybe you shouldn't have. The song resonated with R&B fans and picked up steam on radio stations. To promote the single, Jesse scheduled several live performances and a music video. His label hoped the early buzz for the song would translate it into a smash hit similar to the song You. However, Jesse was growing more discouraged by the landscape of R&B music. He told Billboard that when listening to the radio, he couldn't even tell artists apart because everyone sounded the same. His label agreed, and one of his record execs told Billboard, everybody wants to make the male vocalist some macho hard nose who looks like he's about to beat somebody up. But if that's not what every artist is, you can't fake it. Every now and then, the nice guy can finish first. But when it came time to further promote the album JP, his label dropped the ball. His parent label, MCA, eventually closed its doors, and Jesse was left floating around and feeling, quote, burned out. He told the Baltimore Sun it took him a while to get his business affairs in order. He added, things had gotten really messy. I was trying to make sure I could pay the bills so that I could concentrate on my music. He decided to go the independent route and signed with Riviera Entertainment, which was distributed by Liquid 8 Record. He told the Baltimore Sun, now I'm in a position to pay my mortgage on time, so it's all good. His album Jesse was released in 2003, and it would be his last. From there, it appears that Jesse left the industry to live a more private life. In recent years, RRG has attempted to get in contact with him to see if he'd be willing to provide us an update on his career. We even reached out to his sisters, but our messages remained unanswered. Like most of his fans, we decided to remain patient in hopes that Jesse would pop back up on the scene and surprise us with new music, but it never happened. Sadly, on September 13th, one day after his 51st birthday, Jesse's sisters shared via social media that Jesse had peacefully passed away at his Los Angeles home. In their online message, they added that Jesse loved music, and he especially loved his fans who supported him throughout his career. At this time, the cause of his passing is unknown. Jesse was an incredibly talented musician that impacted music lovers across the globe. Today and every day, we celebrate his legacy and his artistry. We send our condolences to the Powell family, and we thank Jesse for sharing his talent with us. His passion for music will live on forever.
Man, talk about a beautiful soul. Jesse Powell will be missed. Here's that song that was at my wedding and so many other weddings that my wife at the time said she really wanted to hear. Jesse Powell's You.
I finally found the nerve to say I'm gonna make a change in my life starting here today. I surrender all my love, I never thought I could. I'm giving all my love away and there's only one reason that I would. And baby,
incredible song by Jesse Powell. Man, this brother, may he rest in peace. Like I said, I was just thinking about him the other day, just 2 weeks ago, riding through Atlanta, booming this song through my friend's car as I headed back home that day. And I just have to say, I don't think that's a coincidence. I don't think it's a coincidence at all. It's one of my favorite songs, and it's definitely in my music collection, and now it's in yours. Guys, I've had fun, but I gotta run. If I'm not here, I'm there. There is ReadingNewsReview.com and the World Wide Web. Rain like Otis sitting on Dock of the Bay, BabyNewsReview.com, the World Wide Web. Yes, it's my family. Yes, I'm related. I was ready, but it's not my money. We're back your way. Mignana with the Weekend Review and more Ready News.